And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz, and it's time now for music. And here's what happens when you take a Swedish club DJ and add a vocalist from the southeastern African country of Malawi. The band is called The Very Best, and the duo behind it, Johan Carlberg and Esso Mamwaya. And since they got together a few years ago, they've combined the best elements from the European club scene and Malawian pop music. The Very Best's latest record is called MTMTMK. So how does a musical mashup like this get started?
It begins with a city like London.
As producer Johan Carlberg explains, it was in that international melting pot, the city of London, where he ended up meeting Esso Mamwaya. Esso was working at a thrift shop when a former bandmate of Johan's happened to strike up a conversation with Esso while haggling over a used bicycle.
I'd only seen the shop from the outside, and to be honest, it looked pretty horrible, so I never walked in.
So how did it go from, you know, knowing that Esso had this shop?
What happened was that he became more than just a, you know, my customer. Like, he became like a friend as well. Sometimes he could come in there and we sit down, talk, you know. And he was kind of, you know, telling me what he does. He was a producer. And I told him I was a musician as well, you know.
We met him at a very good point. We never expected to kind of go down the route where we would try to develop a singer like Esso, but he just showed up.
I read that as a kid, your dad played Paul Simon's record Graceland for you, and that made a huge impression on you.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of my these like first musical memories. It was a Christmas Eve, actually. I just remember listening, you know, we played it over and over because I wanted to hear it. More than anything, it was Latest Black Mombasa, like the a cappella part of it was something that really hit home with me. You know, it doesn't feel like a coincidence or like a strange thing that I'm sitting here with Esso as The Very Best these days. It all kind of looks like this beautiful journey of things working out.
How do you imagine people listening to the music of The Very Best? Do you imagine them putting it on in a club and dancing to it? Do you imagine sitting down and just listening to it? Headphones on?
I think the first album was a real listening album. The new album we made thinking about making a record to be played live. We wanted to be able to stand on a festival stage right before Coldplay went on.
I'm speaking with Esso Mamwaya and Johan Carlberg of the band The Very Best. Their new album is called MTMTMK, and one of the standout tracks on this record is called Joshua Alikuti, or Where is Joshua? Now, on its surface, it's the biblical story of Moses and Joshua leading the Israelites to the Promised Land. But in fact, as I've read, this song is a metaphor about Malawi's former president, Bingu wa Mutharika.
When he became a president like 8 years ago, he was really good. Like, he kept up his promise, you know, like in terms of, you know, economy in Malawi and infrastructures and everything. Because of that, people just gave him the name Moses.
Moses, you know? They called him Moses.
Exactly, like he took the Israelites out of Egypt. So what happened is, because he was overpraised, then during his second term, things just went out of hand. It's like the economy went down and he became like more of a dictator. People were demanding for some changes, you know. They gave him 60 days to make a decision to, you know, address the nation. But he died within that period of 6 months,
You sing in the song, and I'm translating, of course, into English. The journey from Egypt was very long. You managed to make us cross the Red Sea, but now what's wrong?
Exactly, yeah. That was a question now, you see.
The chorus of this song, Where's Joshua, Moses' brother?
Exactly.
When is he, she coming? We need salvation. And that she is who?
Basically, in Malawi, we have a female president now.
Joyce Banda.
But actually, this song was made before Joyce Banda became the president. Of course, it's a question of where is Joshua?
Yeah.
Although she came in, of course, and she's doing quite better now.
Was she, in your view, or is she in the view of many Malawians, was she going to be Joshua, the one who was going to take the country to the promised land?
The question is not answered yet.
Yeah.
I think it's too early. But so far, she's doing quite well now. If she keeps up with it, then, you know, we're going to be happy.
The record doesn't just deal with political themes. There's also a lot of fun here. Sky could fall down any day. Nothing lasts forever anyway. As long as I got you here with me, we okay, we okay. If by chance all the stars should fall. I read that the song We Okay, was it co-written by Bruno Mars? Is that true?
Yeah.
So he actually sat down with you and co-wrote it?
Nope.
Okay.
No, but this is the madness of working in the very best. You know, it's like things happen in five different places of the world all at the same time. That track, me and Kanan started originally. Then I took that to Malawi and me and Essa worked on it. And then Kanan was working on his own in LA on it. And only once it was done did Kanan tell me that Bruno Mars had co-written it with him. And Phil Spector, the guy that Bruno works with. I've never met Bruno Mars and Essa hasn't either. But he was very cool about the whole process. And
well, on the song, We Okay, you're calling out several African cities by name. Abuja, we okay. In Accra, we okay. Bamako, we okay. In Cairo, we okay. What's the sort of the message you have for those cities?
Actually, it's a party kind of song, you know. Mm. It talks about African mentality, you know.
It is, like you say, it's a very African kind of mentality, because even though so much bad things or whatever you want to call it, like, goes on, you know, like the kind of feeling of hope is like everything's gonna be okay, even if the star starts falling, you know, we're okay. And I really like it for that as well, you know, like it's one of these super uplifting songs. I think that Essa has a real capability of work of doing. The main focus of The Very Best is something positive, and you know, it's something uplifting, and to focus on that, making people feel good.
Essa Mamwaya and Johan Carlberg are the duo known as The Very Best. Their new record is called MTMTMK. You can hear a few tracks at our website, nprmusic.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having us.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The production staff includes Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Brent Bachman, Amy Held, and Binish Ahmed, with help from Walter Watson, Sarah Ventry, and Susanna George. Our intern, Michael Tomsik, is off to begin reporting for member station WFAE. Listen for Tomsik. We're expecting great things, Mike. The technical director is Greg Gavin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishnadev Kalamur, Steve Mullis, and Dana Farrington. Key Molesky is NPR's reference librarian. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor. And Steve Lichtai is senior producer. She make me suffer, then give me antidotes. And when she go low, she go so low. And for Sunday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Check out our podcast. Search for Weekends and All Things Considered on iTunes or go to npr.org/weekendatc. I'm off for a few weeks. See you at the end of August. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.